We're going to get a tip out of Gowie. We've got the Sony Open coming up very shortly. Great to have him on the program today. G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Not a good morning. I've heard about Sammy. That's no good.
No.
Oh, you're a paramount, aren't you, Gowie?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, big time. And
you okay, mate?
I'm not well.
Well, what would you do?
You'd be used to a bit of heartbreak, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd go for the money. Get it out, 100%.
Get rid of him?
No, I would go and play wherever I got the most amount of money, I'd go and play. I reckon rugby league players don't get paid enough.
Ooh. So what would you do if you... Okay, that's what you'd do if you were semi-road Roger. What would you do if you were Parramatta management?
Oh, I'd try to hang on to him, but you probably can't, can you?
Yeah.
For the year.
I'd hold on to him. He's great for the game. I know my kids, when we go to the game, they're calling out Semi all the time. He's great for the game. They love him.
There you go.
And it's all about the kids.
They love it. They love Sergio. And he's engaged.
How about that? He's coming of age, and why I tell you this, he's engaged to Angela Atkins, who was a Golf Channel reporter in the US, and very good at her job. But now she's out on tour with Sergio. But this might be all the Sergio backers out there. This might be the time. He might be finally getting it. It might be the year of a major for Sergio.
Is he the great underachiever?
Yeah, without a doubt. He's won many, many tournaments, and that's hard to do. But these days, golfers, these superstars are remembered for winning majors, not just winning the Sony Open. They're remembered of winning majors, and if he doesn't win a major, and probably in his own eyes, he should have won a couple. And he's been in the mix in majors many, many times, and from when he first got there, and he was taking on Tiger in the PGA. We remember from those days, he just can't get it done when he gets the majors, but you never know. Engagement might change him.
Why? What is it that's the stumbling block?
Well, he might be doing it for somebody else now. It might be a team game. I don't know. But you see a lot of players, when they have kids, they mature somewhat, and they can handle the situation a lot better. So who knows? It works in different ways.
David Warner.
I know, but I know a couple of rugby league players who have fallen in love, and they don't have their mongrel in them like they used to.
Different sport.
Two different sports.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to have a lot of mongrel in you to be a golfer. You don't have to go through a brick wall.
He just might find that there's something more important in life, like love.
He might. Well, he's got more money than God, so who knows? He could walk away from.
Didn't he date Greg Norman's daughter for a while?
He did.
Sergio?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Morgan Lee, he did for quite some time. Yeah. So him and Greg Norman did a golf course together, and in the middle of construction of that golf course, Sergio and Morgan Lee had broken up. So that would have been a tough work site, wouldn't it have been?
Imagine that. Yeah. The Shark and Sergio out there with their hard hats. Just charging at each other. Web.com tour, what's happening there, Gary?
All right, this will make everybody feel better. Greg Ensign, they're playing in the Bahamas this week. They had an unusual start. They started on a Sunday, and they haven't been able to finish the event. They're currently in their fourth round. But Greg shot 91-95. That's not the end of it. After 36 holes, he lost 32 golf balls.
Oh, that's fantastic.
32.
God, there's nothing better than that when you read about that or hear about that stuff. Professional golf.
Yeah, more hits than Elvis. He just kept going and going and going. Currently, the person who's running last in that event after making the cut was 11 over, which was a high for the web.com. 23 over par. So the Bahamas, which is normally beautiful, it's thrown up some awful weather over there. So, I thought that was pretty good, 32 balls. And how he knew that, he gets 24 golf balls supplied by Titleist every week. And, he only had 4 left.
What happens when you run out of ammo on the golf course as a pro? Do they rush out more to you?
You can ask the officials to go and get more out of a locker or more out of somebody who's got the same ball. You have to get the same ball. So John Daly, if you remember a number of years ago, the Australian up at the Lakes, ran out of ammo on the 11th hole and just marched on in. The fact is that he could have got the officials to go to his locker and get out more golf balls. He chose not to and just go straight to the car park.
The other option is just to wrap the club around the tree. Sony Open tips for this weekend, Gowie?
Yep, we've got 7 Aussies this week. This is really the start of the tour. you know, I like Justin Rose this week. He's had a good couple of weeks off, you know, over the break. Loves playing in the wind. And my long shot is a guy called Harold Varnon. He won the Australian PGA Championships. And golf is a game of confidence, and he'll be right up there. So expect him to play well. But it's a great week. Jimmy Walker, he's won there twice. He won there in 2014-15, so you can't leave him out. And Spieth, first start of the year.
Yeah, he's the favourite, Jordan Spieth, $6.50. But Justin Rose, $34. Harold Varner, the third, $51. Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fella. Early tip for the Masters, Justin Thomas.
Ooh. Justin Thomas. There you go, the winner last week.